This is DOE SBIR Talk. Federal laboratories, or as they are commonly called, the national labs, can play an important role in an SBIR or STTR project. In this podcast, we will focus upon a subset of the federal labs referred to as Federally Funded Research and Development Centers, or FFRDCs. While there are over 250 federal laboratories, there are only about 40 FFRDCs. The distinguishing feature of an FFRDC is that it is operated or managed by a contractor rather than by the federal government. For example, Pacific Northwest National Laboratory is an FFRDC owned and funded by the Department of Energy, DOE, but managed by Battelle Memorial Institute. A lengthier version of this tutorial is available in the PDF. However, in this podcast, I will introduce you to the value of working with the federal labs. Recall that the STTR program requires that the small business applicant team with a nonprofit research institution, or RI, in order to cooperatively conduct research and development activities needed to advance an innovation. When looking for an RI to participate in an STTR proposal, universities are most commonly thought of first, but FFRDCs are eligible as well. As the RI participating in an STTR proposal, the FFRDC must conduct at least 30%, but not more than 60% of the research. Most agencies, including the DOE, will allow the principal investigator, who is leading the STTR project, to be primarily employed by the FFRDC rather than by the small business applicant. FFRDCs can also participate as subcontractors in Small Business Innovation Research, SBIR, proposals. Although using an RI is not mandatory on an SBIR, as it is on an STTR, it may still make sense to subcontract part of the research to an FFRDC in order to enhance the qualifications of your team. An FFRDC can contribute up to 33% of the research in a Phase 1 SBIR and up to 50% in a Phase 2 SBIR project. Apart from providing skilled personnel, FFRDCs can also serve as a provider of sophisticated facilities and/or equipment needed to conduct an SBIR or STTR project. A number of the FFRDCs have user facilities that are unique resources. Access to these user facilities can be provided to SBIR STTR applicants that are willing to pay for their use. Let's consider how you might approach an FFRDC about participating in your firm's SBIR STTR proposal. Assume that you don't have any contacts within any of the federal labs. Where would you begin? Start by talking with your peers. Ask if any of them have had experience working with an FFRDC, and if yes, ask for the name or names of the specific researcher with whom they worked. If this approach doesn't yield any names, then contact the Federal Laboratory Consortium, or FLC, and ask for help identifying an FFRDC that might be a good RI or subcontractor on your project. When contacting an FFRDC, there are several important things to keep in mind. First, whatever work they agree to do for you on an SBIR STTR project may be given secondary priority to their primary mission and responsibilities. However, you will more than likely be treated well. Just realize that they are in business to serve the federal government's primary interests. Second, the amount of SBIR STTR funding that you can subcontract to an FFRDC is not going to be a significant incentive to the laboratory. Many FFRDCs have billion-dollar annual budgets. So 30 to 60% of a $150,000 Phase 1 project is not going to command much attention. Third, there may be other reasons that an FFRDC may want to work with you on an SBIR STTR project. It may give the laboratory an opportunity to work with another agency or program in the federal government to which they otherwise would not have access. Also, an FFRDC may have a policy that encourages its staff to work with industry and or small entities. Working with you will then help advance this goal. Finally, it will be easier to work with an FFRDC if it has previously served as an RI or subcontractor on an SBIR STTR proposal. With an experienced FFRDC, you will not be setting a new precedent or tilling new ground, so the contractual process should go faster. Prior experience also signals that the FFRDC will have a better grasp of the objectives, timeframe, and desired outcomes of the SBIR STTR project. Once you have found an FFRDC with which you want to work, you will need to discuss with the laboratory what kind of arrangement is best for your situation. The following is a short list of the more common mechanisms that FFRDCs may use. Each of these are described in more detail in the PDF version of this tutorial. The first arrangement is referred to as a Cooperative Research and Development Agreement, or CRADA, which is described by the FLC as a principal mechanism used by federal laboratories to engage in collaborative efforts with non-federal partners. A second mechanism is a Work for Others, or WFO, agreement. WFO is sometimes referred to as sponsored research and is defined as contracting with an FFRDC to perform specific work for your firm. You will pay their full cost, but you also will retain all IP and data rights created by the FFRDC under a WFO. A third mechanism is a user facility agreement. As indicated earlier, some FFRDCs have unique facilities and equipment that can be made available to non-federal parties like SBIR, STTR applicants. Like WFO agreements, you will pay the full cost of using such resources, including the cost of FFRDC staff to operate them, but you will retain any IP and data rights created. A fourth mechanism is a licensing agreement. This is a mechanism used for out-licensing IP belonging to an FFRDC to another entity such as an SBIR STTR applicant. The license may be included as part of a CRADA. Out-licensing is used in special Technology Transfer Opportunities sections of the DOE SBIR STTR program. The fifth mechanism for working with an FFRDC is referred to as Technical Assistance, or TA. Some FFRDCs can provide limited technical assistance at little or no cost to the recipient. Examples of TAs include solving a specific problem or improving a process or product. If you are using an FFRDC on your Phase 1 SBIR STTR proposal to DOE, then you are required to secure authorization in writing from the cognizant DOE contracting officer. Acceptable wording for this authorization is found in the DOE Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA. If you find this topic to be important to your work, be sure to review the PDF version of this tutorial, which contains more details on each of these topics.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.